News release. Michigan State Police. Lansing, Michigan State Police, MSP, Director Colonel James F. Grady II today recognized five current and former members and employees at one post with awards for their dedication and service during a ceremony in East Lansing. These annual awards recognize the outstanding dedication of our members to serving the residents of Michigan with excellence, integrity, and positivity, both on the job and in their communities, said Colonel Grady. Their accomplishments and achievements are impressive and commendable. Dr. Carl A. Gerstacker, Trooper of the Year. TPR. Adam Whited, a canine handler assigned to the Houghton Lake Post, was recognized as the 2024 Trooper of the Year. The Gerstacker Trooper of the Year Award recognizes the MSP trooper or sergeant who symbolizes outstanding professional ethics, dedication to duty, and a concern for giving back to their community. The late Dr. Carl A. Gerstacker, former chairman of Dow Chemical Company, created the award in 1961. Trooper Whited goes above and beyond to assist his community and co-workers, even as his canine handler duties often require extensive travel and long hours on calls. He and his canine partners have successfully located several lost individuals and items used in crimes. Last July, he and one of his canines found an 81-year-old woman missing in the woods for 20 hours. Fellow troopers regard him as a mentor and appreciate that he often organizes events for them and their families, including a skydiving experience and a yearly 5K run, walk. In the community, he conducts first aid presentations and demonstrations involving his canines. Trooper Whited is an annual participant at his post Shop with a Hero. He helps raise money for Honor Flight, which transports U.S. military veterans to Washington, D.C. to see their memorials and, for the last several years, has organized a donation-based, No Shave November, event with proceeds going to charity. He also volunteers at a local area animal shelter and animal rescue. Trooper Whited enlisted with the MSP in 2012, graduating as a member of the 123rd Trooper Recruit School. He graduated from the 51st Basic Canine School in 2017. Prior to assignment at the Houghton Lake Post, he served as a trooper at the Tri-City Post. Motor Carrier Officer of the Year. MCOFCR. Steve Frizzle of the Mount Pleasant Post was named the 2024 Motor Carrier Officer of the Year. The Motor Carrier Officer of the Year Award recognizes the MSP Motor Carrier Officer who symbolizes outstanding professional ethics, dedication to duty, and concern for giving back to their community. In addition to his daily duties as a motor carrier officer, MC Officer Frizzle also serves as a field training officer. He leads the district in Level 1 inspections, which is the most comprehensive commercial vehicle inspection. He takes pride in teaching industry partners about safety and has a knack for making his presentations enjoyable, detailed, and easy to understand. MC Officer Frizzle serves on the Operational Policy Committee of the Commercial Vehicle Safety Alliance, CVSA, and is the division's only CVSA North American Standard Master Instructor. In his community, MC Officer Frizzle assists with children's band activities and volunteers as an offensive coach, medic, and trainer for local youth football. He is one of the first to sign up to support motor carrier officer training opportunities, as well as benefit events that his district leads. He enlisted with the MSP in 2012, graduating as a member of the 18th Motor Carrier Officer Recruit School. Prior to serving at the Mount Pleasant Post, MC Officer Frizzle was assigned to the Monroe Post. Civilian of the Year. Ms. Pam Strobel of the Civilian Career Development Section was named the 2024 Civilian of the Year. The MSP Civilian of the Year Award is named in honor of the late Floyd R. Bell Jr., a 42-year employee of the MSP, who continuously demonstrated commitment and dedication to the department and his community. In her role as a human resources developer, Ms. Strobel recently led the development and implementation of the department's new online learning management system. She serves as a mentor in the Impactful Partnerships Mentoring Program and a Clifton Strengths Coach, leading team building sessions that have garnered positive feedback from participants. Her authentic coaching style has fostered significant personal growth among colleagues, further enhancing the agency's culture and collaborative spirit. In her personal life, Ms. Strobel is a regular at school activities like bowling, choir, and mentoring events. She exemplifies a commitment to civic and community engagement, notably with her involvement at the Midden Misfits Rescue Farm, her efforts donating blood during department blood drives, and volunteering with Lasagna Love to deliver homemade meals to neighbors. Ms. Strobel joined the MSP in 2014. Before her current role, she served as an administrative assistant in the Emergency Management and Homeland Security Division and department technician in the Budget, Financial and Facilities Division. Retiree of the Year. SGT. Barbara Soffin, RET, was named the 2024 Retiree of the Year. The MSP Retiree of the Year Award is named in memory of Ernest W. Banning, whose career with the department spanned nearly 50 years, and recognizes an enforcement or civilian retiree who continues to exemplify the department's noble values and traditions through their outstanding achievements, activities, or contributions. Sergeant Soffin retired from the MSP in 2019, after 25 years of service. Her last assignment was at the Lapeer Post. In retirement, she served on the board of directors at the Child Advocacy Center of Lapeer County for nearly 2 years, showing undeniable compassion for the children and families served by the center, volunteering late into the night to offer comfort during forensic interviews and providing a steady, calming presence during difficult moments. Her background as a trooper, combined with her own personal experiences, fuel her commitment. She continues to be a familiar face at the center, though she stepped down from her position last summer when her daughter-in-law and two grandsons were badly injured in the Rochester Hills splash pad shooting. Sergeant Soffin has since dedicated her time to helping them recover. Following this tragedy, when she learned there was a blood shortage, Sergeant Soffin organized a successful blood drive to honor the shooting survivors, an event that will now be held annually. Sergeant Soffin serves on the board of the Steel Patriots Motorcycle Club, a nonprofit comprised of current and retired police and fire personnel dedicated to donating life-saving equipment to first responders in Southeast Michigan. She has been a strong advocate raising money to support the Ronald McDonald House at Mott Children's Hospital, the Rainbow Connection of Rochester, and the Child Advocacy Center of Lapeer County. She often drops in at the Lapeer Post, frequently providing homemade cookies to the troopers and organizing its annual chili cook-off. Community Policing Outstanding Achievement Award. The West Branch Post was awarded the Community Policing Outstanding Achievement Award, which recognizes an innovative initiative developed to promote teamwork to help solve a community issue, for its food truck challenge. Last fall, as post members were helping to unload food from a food bank of Eastern Michigan truck, an idea was developed and they set a goal to purchase and donate a truckload of food. Upon hearing of this aggressive goal, a very generous resident offered to pay half the cost, if post personnel would commit to raising the rest, which was roughly $1,200. Amazingly, post personnel raised the funds in just a few weeks, and recently helped distribute 20,000 pounds of food for local residents. Moving forward, the West Branch Post wants to make the food truck challenge an annual event. They hope to partner with more community organizations to match donations in their ongoing pledge to fight hunger in their community. Colonel Christ Kibbe Attu Community Impact Award. SGT. Ashley Miller of the Gaylord Post was awarded the Colonel Christ Kibbe Attu Community Impact Award, which recognizes leadership, commitment, and personal involvement in building positive police-community relations. In 2022, Sergeant Miller started the Gaylord chapter of the State Trooper Outreach Partnership, known as STOP, where she serves as president. STOP was created to improve the lives of community members through mentorship, outreach, and volunteer assistance. By organizing yearly events, as well as impromptu acts of service, STOP members work tirelessly to ensure their communities are supported and cared for. The Gaylord chapter hosts an annual golf outing to raise money to fund needed community programs in northern Lower Michigan. In 2024, this event raised over $20,000, allowing the organization to carry out numerous community outreach and support activities, including a free ice skating event with troopers, purchasing backpacks, school supplies and clothes for a family impacted by a fire, providing bike helmets to children and purchasing winter gear for 67 kids. STOP also purchased 2 book vending machines for local schools to ensure students have easy access to reading material. Notably, Sergeant Miller led an effort to create a sensory room for the Gaylord Intermediate School District. With the assistance of fellow troopers and co-workers, they transformed and outfitted an existing room to provide students a calm place to do schoolwork, relax, or meet with a counselor.